Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the October 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to go right to Who's Who in Sport for our final reading in line three. And we're going to start with Pascal Siakam. He's the forward from the championship Toronto Raptors. His height is 6'9". His weight is 230 pounds. He was born on April 2nd, 1994, in Ouala, Cameroon. Siakam was named the 2018-2019 NBA Most Improved Player after averaging 16.9 points and 6.9 rebounds per game as a starter. The previous season, he averaged 7.3 points and 4.5 rebounds coming off the bench. In the playoffs this year, Siakam was even better, averaging 19 points and 7.1 boards in 37.1 minutes per game as the Raptors won it all. His three brothers played NCAA basketball. Siakam, who played at New Mexico State, only took up the sport at age 17. Question, which fellow native of Cameroon was an NBA All-Star in 2018 and 2019? Answer, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers. Next, we have Yuri Gurriel, first baseman for the championship Houston Astros. His height is 6 feet. His weight is 190 pounds. He was born June 9, 1984, in Sancti Spiritus, Cuba. Gurriel drove in 8 runs in a win over the Rockies in August, tying a Houston franchise record for most RBIs in a game. He was named the Major League Baseball Player of the Month for July after batting .398 and an .837 slugging percentage in 24 games. He had 12 home runs and 31 RBIs. Gurriel and his brother Lourdes Jr. each hit 2 home runs on September 21, 2018, becoming the first brothers in Major League Baseball history to have multi-home run performances on the same day. For what team does Lourdes Jr. play? Answer, the Toronto Blue Jays. And finally, we have Kia Nurse. She's a guard for the Liberty in the WNBA. Her height is 6 feet. Her weight is 168 pounds. She was born February 22, 1996, in Hamilton, Ontario. Nurse was selected to the 2019 WNBA All-Star Game in her second season in the league. Through August 21st, she was averaging 14.2 points per game and second on the Liberty to fellow All-Star Tina Charles. As a senior at UConn, Nurse was named the Women's Basketball Coaches Association Defensive Player of the Year. She first played for Canada's senior women's national team in 2013 and helped the squad win gold at the 17 FIBA Women's AmeriCup. Question, what is the national capital of Canada? Answer, Ottawa, Ontario. Battle for L.A. This town knows a blockbuster. This fall, no matter what your taste in movies, the NBA has a story for you. Starting with an action thriller in Los Angeles. Hollywood loves retelling familiar tales. Toy Story 4 was one of the summer's biggest hits. Hobbs of Shaw is the 9th entry into the Fast and Furious franchise. There's a pretty good chance you're going to spend a few hours in a theater this winter watching Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. The NBA has been the same way of late. The 2014-15 season brought Warriors. Man, they're good. That was followed in short by Warriors 2. They're unbeatable, right? Spoiler alert, no. Warriors 3, holy cow, they got better. Warriors 4, this is getting boring. And Warriors 5, they play basketball in Canada? But not anymore. In the past 4 months, Kevin Durant left for Brooklyn, Andre Iguodala was traded to Memphis, and Klay Thompson tore his ACL in the finals. That's not to say that Golden State can be written off. The Dubs still have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and the best coach in the game, Steve Kerr. But they're not the biggest story. No, for that you have to go to Hollywood itself. That's where you'll find the storyline with a little bit of everything. Drama, action, comedy. We see you on the Lakers bench, Dwight Howard. Yes, we're talking about the battle for Los Angeles, waged between the Lakers and the Clippers. Like any good rivalry, there's a big bad. The Lakers have the second-best winning percentage in league history, and a plucky underdog, the Clippers, have the second-worst. And it certainly makes things more interesting when you consider that the teams share a home arena. While many around the league assumed that the Lakers would land a big star in free agency, the Clippers were the team that came away with the biggest name. Kawhi Leonard, who was joined by Paul George, acquired in a deal with the Thunder. The Lakers now have to be content with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the latter of whom they acquired in a trade with the Pelicans. If you want to break it down as LeBron, Anthony Davis versus Kawhi George, I still think the Clips come out on top, says one NBA coach. But considering their supporting casts and defensive abilities, the coach adds, it's not even close. Advantage, Clippers. Is it possible? The team that has won 5 playoff series in its 49-year existence might actually topple the team with 16 titles? Or will LeBron remind us once again why he's the league's greatest box office attraction? One thing is certain. No matter what happens, we're guaranteed a Hollywood ending. 8 years ago, fate tore them apart. Now they're back, together, and the NBA won't be the same. Buddy ball. Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Sometimes the best way to score is to pass. One of them has a bushy beard. The other is mostly clean-shaven. One is a left-handed scoring machine. The other is a righty triple-double collector. They've got a history together, namely a stint as teammates that didn't end well. They may not have much in common, but when these two get together, sparks will fly. When the Rockies traded for Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook, they gave themselves potentially the greatest backcourt in history. Westbrook and James Harden both have MVP trophies, and each has 2 scoring titles. Ever since LeBron James and Chris Bosh joined Dwayne Wade in Miami in 2010, the NBA had been about big threes, but now it's all about dynamic duos. Buddyball is all the rage, as several pairs of leading men will be sharing the spotlight. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving joined forces in Brooklyn. Alas, KD is likely to miss most of the year. Both L.A. teams now have a pair of huge names. And let's not forget the guys who have been together for some time, namely Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum on the Trailblazers. The biggest question when stars align is whether they'll be able to share the ball. That's especially crucial in Houston because Westbrook and Harden, former teammates in Oklahoma City, but never starters together, are both players who love having the rock in their hands. We've been friends for many, many years, since I was 10, actually, Westbrook said. So we've played with each other in Oklahoma City, and to be able to win something, you've got to be willing to sacrifice some parts of your game, and we both understand that. A new power forward arises. In a world where the elite talent controls the coveted championship rings of power, the only sure path to glory is to patiently await the arrival of a chosen one, a player so transcendent, so phenomenal, that he can lift a group of mortals to unimaginable heights. In the late 1980s and 90s, there was Michael Jordan. His mantle was inherited by LeBron James. Could the next great one be upon us? Is Zion Williamson that good? Well, it certainly seems as if he was born for the role. His mom was a sprinter and his dad was a defensive lineman, leaving him with a rare combination of speed and power. Even in high school, it was apparent he was special. He landed on the cover of SI Kids and was featured on SportsCenter and Good Morning America. Steph Curry hailed him on Twitter, and Drake became his texting buddy. After one season at Duke, he entered the NBA draft and was selected first overall by New Orleans. Having just lost Anthony Davis, the Pelicans were a team in need of a savior. It looks like they found one. Open season, let the games begin. No one is safe. Imagine this scene. An NBA team has just completed a wildly successful regular season. They're strolling into the playoffs assured and confident, when all of a sudden creepy music starts to play. Out of nowhere comes the most horrific thing they can imagine. A gritty opponent with the talent to knock them off. Their dream becomes a nightmare. Their title hopes lie in tatters. Yes, in the NBA in 2019, it's open season on teams with title aspirations. Never before have this many teams been able to foster real finals hopes. While the East looks like a race between the Bucks, the 76ers, and maybe the Celtics, a half dozen teams could come out of the West. Last year, 12 of the 14 conference playoff series were won by the higher seed, and the two that weren't really hardly shockers. A number 3 beat a number 2, and a number 2 beat a number 1. Don't expect that predictability this year. Now more than ever, we have no idea what peril lurks on the path to the Larry O'Brien Trophy. The East, Atlantic. Storyline. Philly has a legal superhero in Ben Simmons. A legit superhero. Nearly 7 feet tall, he plays point guard, creating matchup nightmares for opponents and reminding onlookers of a young Magic Johnson. The Sixers lost shooting guard Jimmy Butler in free agency. His departure hurts, but that means that his now Simmons team to lead. He has help. Center Joel Embiid, who averaged 27.5 points per game, is joined by 5-time All-Star center Al Horford, who signed from division rival Boston. Spoiler alert, Philly lost shooting guard J.J. Redick, who was responsible for 27% of the team's three-pointers last year. The Sixers won't outshoot opponents, so they'll have to dominate with their size, which they will do. 76ers last year lost in the conference finals. It's a center. It's a forward. No, it's 7-foot point guard Ben Simmons. Number 2, the Celtics. Storyline, after entering last season as the favorite in the East, Boston struggled. Youngsters Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who were so impressive in the 2018 playoffs, regressed. In the offseason, the team's best guard, Kyrie Irving, and big man Al Horford left as free agents. The Celtics signed point guard Kemba Walker from Charlotte to replace Irving. Spoiler alert, Boston will be good, maybe very good. Without the weight of high expectations, Brown and Tatum should blossom. Walker quietly made his third All-Star game and outscored Irving last season 25.6 points per game to 23.8. If anyone can get the most out of this group, it's coach Brad Stevens. Number 3. Brooklyn Nets. Storyline. Who are the Kings of New York? One of the most surprising teams last season, the Nets pulled off a major coup in the summer. Brooklyn signed free agents Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, both of whom were being chased by the rival Knicks. The only downside is that Durant will likely be sidelined for the whole season because of the Achilles injury he suffered in the NBA Finals with the Warriors. That leaves Irving, who was uneven last year in Boston, to a team with a good young core led by shooting guard Caris LeVert. Spoiler alert, the Nets would be better once KD is healthy, but they're clearly the class of the Big Apple. Number 4, Toronto Raptors. Storyline. Talk about potentially bad sequels. After winning their first title, the Raptors lost Kawhi Leonard to free agency. Toronto wasn't a one-man team, but Leonard was unquestionably the go-to guy when things got dicey. How do you replace the NBA Finals MVP? If you're coach Nick Nurse, you lean on shooting forward Pascal Siakam, an incredible athlete. He scored 32 points in Game 1 of the Finals and added 26 in the Game 6 clincher. Spoiler alert, the Raps won't win it all again, but their strong veterans, point guard Kyle Lowry and point forward Serge Ibaka, and intriguing young player Siakam and point guard Fred VanVleet will lead them back to the playoffs. Number 5, New York Knicks. Storyline. What makes a movie qualify as a bomb? Big money, big expectations, and horrible results. By those measures, the Knicks' summer was a bigger bust than Justice League. After trading Kristaps Porzingis to Dallas to free up even more cap space, New York whiffed on every big-name free agent. Now the Knicks have a lineup devoid of all-star talent. But hey, they'll have move cap room next summer. What more could go wrong for the NBA's most dysfunctional franchise? Spoiler alert, with only point guard Dennis Smith Jr. to show from the Porzingis trade, the Knicks will need rookie R.J. Barrett to be a quick learner. Otherwise, another 60-loss season is in the cards. Central East. Storyline. Last year at age 24, Giannis Antetokounmpo joined the pantheon of NBA greats. The Greek freak improved in virtually every category. 27.7 points per game, 12.5 rebounds per game, 5.9 assists per game during an MVP season. He took the Bucks to the conference finals when they were knocked off in six games by the Raptors. Milwaukee committed more than $250 million in the offseason to retain Antetokounmpo's supporting cast, with one exception, shooting guard Malcolm Brogdon signed with the Pacers. Spoiler alert, the freak will carry the Bucks back to the conference finals, but the loss of the tough, brainy Brogdon will sting. Number 2, the Indiana Pacers. Storyline. A promising season was derailed when all-star shooting guard Victor Oladipo injured his knee in January. The Pacers were 31-15 when he got hurt and finished just 48-34, getting swept in the first round. Oladipo will be back on the court in 2019, and his return will put the Pacers back among the East's top teams. Indiana had the NBA's top defense, and adding shooting guard Malcolm Brogdon will only make it better. However, the Pacers lost small forward Bohan Bogdanovic and point forward Thaddeus Young, both of whom really stepped up in Oladipo's absence to free agency. Spoiler alert, spoiler is an apt word. The team could surprise come May. Number 3, Chicago Bulls. Storyline. After trading star shooting forward Jimmy Butler to small forward Jimmy Butler to 2 years ago, Chicago went into a tailspin, winning just 27 in 22 games. But the Bulls have quietly put together a nice young core led by shooting guard Zach LaVine, 23.7 points per game, and power forward Lauri Markkanen, 18.7 points per game. They added help to both the backcourt and the frontcourt, signing shooting guard Tomas Satoransky, 5.0 assists with the Wizards, and power forward Thaddeus Young, 12.6 points per game with the Pacers. Spoiler alert, Markkanen, a do-everything seven-footer, could make fans forget Butler and will make the Bulls a potential sleeper hit in the East. Number 4, Detroit Pistons. Storyline. For the first time in 6 years, power forward Blake Griffin played more than 67 regular season games. Then, in late March, he hurt his knee, and after missing Detroit's first two postseason games, basically played the final two on one leg. He had surgery and should be 100%, but the team will closely watch that knee without Griffin. 24.5 points per game, the Pistons will have a hard time scoring. Spoiler alert. The addition of point guard Derrick Rose, 18 points per game with Minnesota, could give Detroit some much-needed pop. But even if Griffin stays healthy, the Pistons are likely looking at a battle for the right to again get swept by the Bucks in the first round. Number 5, Cleveland Cavaliers. Life after LeBron was about as difficult as expected. After 4 straight trips to the NBA Finals, the Cavs slumped to a 19-63 record. Cleveland swung for the fences at the draft, taking 2 players who have loads of potential but are giant question marks. Point guard Darius Garland missed almost all of his only season at Vanderbilt with a knee injury. And shooting guard Kevin Porter Jr. was suspended by USC. Spoiler alert, the rookies will join another high-scoring guard, Colin Sexton, 16.7 points per game as a rookie, to give Cleveland a potentially electric backcourt. But it's going to be another long year. Southeast, the East. Storyline. South Beach will again see some flash as the Heat pulled off one of the most surprising signings of the summer. Miami nabbed shooting guard Jimmy Butler, near the right, 18.2 points per game with Philadelphia, who will team with point guard Gordon Dragic, an all-star 2 years ago, and one of the most versatile backcourts in the East. The Heat lost rebounding machine Hassan Whiteside, 11.3 rebounds per game, but replaced him with a better outside shooter and more consistent all-around player in Myers Leonard, 45.0% shooting from threes with Portland. Spoiler alert, after missing the playoffs last year, the Heat are poised to win their first postseason series since 2016. Number 2, Orlando Magic. Storyline, Orlando snuck into the playoffs last year and gave a scare to the eventual champion, Raptors, stealing game 1 in its final seconds. The Magic will look to show that their success wasn't accidental, but it won't be easy. The team didn't make any big moves in the offseason other than locking up young players already on the roster. The key will be small forward Aaron Gordon, who has been on the verge of breaking out for years. The league is still waiting. Spoiler alert, the fact that they are likely to the second-best team in the Southeast says more about the weakness of the division than the Magic. Without a reliable point guard, a return to the lottery is a real possibility. Number 3, Washington Wizards. Storyline. Once an exciting up-and-coming team, the Wizards are, well, a mess. Sure, shooting guard Bradley Beal made his second All-Star team and had the 8th highest scoring average, 25.6, in the franchise history, but an Achilles injury will keep Mercurial point guard John Wall, 20.7 points per game, on the sideline all year. And in an effort to turn around a team that won just 32 games last season, Washington hired front office executive Sashi Brown, best known for overseeing the tank job of the NFL's Cleveland Browns. Spoiler alert. If there's a silver lining, it's that Washington was better without Wall, 21-29, than with him, 11-21, and he and Bill have never meshed. Number 4, Atlanta Hawks. Storyline. Just 5 years ago, the Hawks had a lineup that featured 4 All-Stars and won 60 games, 7 more than they won in the past 2 seasons combined. Yes, Atlanta is in full-on rebuilding mode, but the team has some talent to build around. Point guard Trae Young was the runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting and became just the 3rd first-year player ever to average at least 19 points and 8 assists. Spoiler alert, after adding DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish in the first round of the draft, the Hawks have loads of salary cap space going forward and are pointed in the right direction. Number 5, Charlotte Hornets. Storyline. The Hornets let their best player in the face of their franchise, point guard Kemba Walker, leave in free agency because they wouldn't offer him anything near the max deal he deserved. Then they overpaid wildly for his replacement, Boston's Terry Rozier, 9.0 points per game. Shooting guard Jerry Lamb, 15.3 points per game, signed with the Pacers in free agency. That means Charlotte's lineup doesn't feature anyone who averaged more than 10.1 points per game last season, including its highest paid player, small forward Nicholas Batum, 9.3, and small forward Miles Bridges, 7.5 points per game, who start in his second season. Spoiler alert. If you want a blockbuster, you can't get cheap when it comes to spending on things like CGI. Southwest. Number one, the Houston Rockets. Storyline. Pairing shooting guard James Harden, bottom a league-high 36.1 points per game with point guard Russell Westbrook, who averaged triple-double in each of the last three seasons with OKC, certainly gives Houston an out-of-this-world offensive attack. But it also creates questions, chiefly, who is going to handle the ball? And are there enough shots to go around? Spoiler alert, the Rockets will figure it out, and Houston is more than just those two stars, big man Clint Capella. An insane offensive rating of 133.1 now has two of the best passers in the league to throw lobs his way. With a little effort on D, Houston can go a long way. Number two, New Orleans Pelicans. Storyline. New Orleans finally said goodbye to Anthony Davis, trading the disgruntled unibrow to the Lakers, but they welcomed a player with the potential to play at AD's level, Zion Williamson, 22.6 points per game at Duke. The top overall pick is a freakishly athletic scorer who will impact play on both ends of the floor, and he's not the only player on the roster. The Davis deal netted the Pelicans point guard Lonzo Ball, 9.9 points per game with L.A., small forward Brandon Ingram, 18.3 points per game with L.A., and three first-round picks. Spoiler alert, with veteran point guard Drew Holiday around to mentor the kids, the Pelicans are playoff contenders. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's
919-832-5138. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I told her all the town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like